Thank you, Lee.
The $54 million relocation of the UTAS Cradle Coast campus to West Park officially opened this coming Friday. But a little birdie tells me you opened it all up, I think, last Tuesday.
That's right. We actually began teaching here on Monday this week. So we've had classes running here from Monday. And the whole point of the new campus is that we're offering additional educational opportunities for people from across our region. So we can offer through this building a range of new courses from start to finish. So people don't have to move away like they have in the past. They can complete nursing, which is the really key course that we're making available. They can do nursing from start to finish here at the Cradle Coast. But we're also introducing a range of other new courses in business and in business administration, psychological science. We're teaching first year law for the first time, and we're also working on developing a Bachelor of Engineering Technology as well that will be delivered here as well.
It's a great opportunity to explore all the unique learning opportunities we do have on offer. And as you pointed out too, you alluded to there, you don't have to go to Launceston or go down south to Hobart. We can do it right here and keep our people in the community. So it's a brand new lovely campus, isn't it? And it's state-of-the-art building, really. And the thing that I love about it, Jim, is that it's half UTAS building and half the community building.
Exactly. It's absolutely right. It is part university and part community. And it's open to the public. We would really welcome people to come into the building. We have a cafe in the building that they're more than welcome to access. We have a library that they can access. They can walk around any of the spaces in the building at all. We have a wonderful outdoor area, and they can sit on our northern deck or on the eastern deck. And we want the community involved in our building. We also want industry and community involved in our teaching and learning. We already have a number of people involved from industry in the classroom working with students, but we really want to maximise that as well. So we want to expose our students to people who work every day in industry and in community services. We want them in the classroom working with our students, and that's what this building enables us to do as well.
Enriching the learning with the courses, and I suppose technology, engineering, and also looking after our aged care, some of the more popular courses that have been undertaken.
Absolutely. So we have really three key areas of focus in our region. One is around engineering, technology and business. One is around agriculture. We have the Tasmanian Institute of Agriculture that does really world-leading research in our region. And the third one is around health and human services. For a long time, we've taught rural doctors here at the Rural Clinical School, and many people would be familiar with medical students going out into communities across our region.
Mm.
But now we have nursing. So we will have nurses on placement. We have 75 nursing students now. We have 22 students in our nursing pathway program. And each year we will have the same number, or more or less the same, entering into those nursing programs. So overall, we'll have about over 220 nursing students coming through this building. And we have essentially a 12-bed hospital in this building. We have mannequins in 12 beds here, exactly like a hospital, and nursing students train with them. We have a simulated home environment where they learn how to nurse people in a home situation. So that's really going to allow us to have graduates that will work in our communities, in our regions, providing health services to people who need them in our rural and regional areas.
You do offer a whole range of varied courses too, don't you? Short courses, large courses, diplomas, master's degrees?
Exactly. So what we're about is providing people with choice and opportunity. So across the board, we have programs, everything from taste to short courses, which might be a half-day course where people will come along and just get a sense of what the topic might be about, right through to short courses that might be for a day or 3 days, 4 days, and then we go up from there. We have diplomas, associate degrees, degrees, and then postgraduate qualifications. So we call it stackable and snackable. So people can start out and they can say, right, that's enough for me, and they can move out, or they can continue on. It's like ladder learning. They just climb the ladder as far as they want to go, whatever suits them. So it's all about choice and opportunity, and people in our region deserve every opportunity to advance their education and progress the career that they would want, and this building enables us to do it now in our region.
It's choice and opportunity. Who wants to go to Hobart? Who wants to go to Launceston, particularly when you see property prices, where you can stay right here and get learning and get a great career out of it? And check out the new campus. It looks wonderful, Jim, and learning all about the courses. Now, we can do that this coming Saturday between 10 and 2 with your open day.
Exactly. So We have our university open day here, as you say, between 10 and 2 on Saturday, the 11th of September. Everyone is welcome. Anyone can come down and be in the building. We have a whole series of displays and interactive activities and stalls and events. We also have an entertainment area. We will have the mile truck, what we call the mile truck, which is a mobile learning environment that's on the back of a truck. People can come and look and be in part of that space. They can come and see the nursing spaces. They can come and see all of our teaching and learning spaces and our research spaces here. We have a science laboratory for teaching teachers in science. They can visit the library, and they can come and sit on the outdoor areas as well and have a coffee. So everyone is welcome. Please bring your children and enjoy a day out. It's an extraordinary building in an absolutely incredible location, and it's for the community. It's not for the university. It's for the community, and we want to open that up completely. So between 10 and 2, just roll up and be part of it.
What your career looks like in the future, 2022 and beyond, you really must head along to the open day for UTAS. And as you pointed out, it's half UTAS building, half community building, and you can find out about some of the courses that will be dished out in the future.
It's a pleasure, Lee.